Tarrytown. It's been a while since we've been here. I like this little venue though, it's nice. We're gonna get started in just a moment here. We're gonna play something that goes all the way back to the Hot Rats album. I have a quick question for you though. How many of you have seen us before? All right, so then how many of you have not seen us before? Well, thank you for coming, all of you, one and all, of course, but you know, the goal obviously is to keep introducing the music to as many new people as possible, and so I thank you for doing your part in all of that. And we're gonna go ahead and get started. You guys all ready now?
Yeah.
It seems like it. Here we go. Thank you. I just wanted to thank you once again for participating in all of this, because you know, this has been, it's 6 years that we've been doing this now. So we try to keep it going, we try to keep it as fun and fresh as possible, because the music is, as you know, because most of you already know it well, it's contemporary, but it's from the future. You know, there's nothing that sounds like this stuff. And so imagine, you know, when Frank was in his early 20s and writing songs that sounded like this. it is summertime, you know, and we take that into consideration when we learn material, and we thought, hey, there's a perfectly good song that we could play for you guys that might inspire you to do something, you know, a little bit different. Well, trouble every day. We don't want that kind of trouble. We want something else. We want something, you know, something that we can all talk about later the next day and say, could you believe that person did that?
You mean I might see some boobs tonight?
Yeah, well, maybe. You never know. You never know. The idea is to listen to the title of the song and become very inspired by it. Okay? It's called
Show Joe Your Boobs. That's the name of the song.
Yeah, well, that would definitely be one that Joe would really like tonight.
Show Joe Your Boobs.
Yeah, and it's gonna have this kind of tonality. It's really
that's just one boob.
Yeah, just that's the one boob corner.
Make us seven. Five.
What does this require, Ben?
That requires a cup.
That's sort of the mysterious boob cup.
That's right. And we're going to be seeing that later on tonight, too, folks.
So get ready. This one's called Take Your Clothes Off When You Dance. Somehow it always comes down to being a fire hazard.
It's true. A lot of touch and feel of cotton.
You'll burn down your favorite concert hall.
Yeah, okay. and related to that, you know how somebody says, hey, you got any good tips? You know, and it could be related to anything. And I always like to quote that line from Yo Mama, you should never smoke in pajamas. So that's a good tip. And the Pajamas is leading us into this song.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you up there to Hit See So Amazing. Thank you for your spotlights and whatnot. We know some of you are up there. This is probably a good time to introduce you to the latest and newest member of the band, Mr. Kurt Morgan. We are as much of a rocking teenage combo as we possibly can be. There's three of us left on the stage now. I think you'll appreciate it though. We're going to fill the room with the power of this song.
Thank you.
For those of you who may not know, that last portion of his drum solo was the written Black Page number one drum solo. And, you know, I think a lot of drummers will tell you that it would be a lifetime achievement for them to play that particular piece. And some people may never reach that goal. You know, it's worth trying, for sure, but... You know, I bring this to your attention because that piece was something that, you know, I saw Frank do stuff like this before. You know, he could sit and he could write stuff. You know, he could sit on an airplane and he could write music and know what it sounded like in his head. And I always thought that was totally crazy that he could have a piece of paper and write all these notes on it and know exactly what's going on. And so, you know, he wrote music all the time, but... this particular piece, The Black Page, I find really interesting because it was all rhythms. He wrote it as a drum solo, and Terry Bozzio joined the band, and Frank gave it to him and said, here, learn this. And I think after Terry cried and sweat a lot and panicked a lot, you know, he actually learned it really well. But the thing was, that was kind of the progression of Frank's music all the time, you know, just to keep pushing the envelope and the boundaries of what was possible in his own music, but also the people that he was working with. You know, he could see things in people that they didn't even know that they could do themselves. So again, relating it to the Black Page, this particular thing was a daunting, you know, piece of paper that had all these notes on it. That's kind of why it was called The Black Page. It just had so many notes on it. And eventually, after Frank heard it played as a drum solo, he decided he thought a melody might be nice to go to those rhythms. And that's kind of the backwards approach to writing music for a lot of people. But that doesn't matter. You don't have to be doing everything by the rules, you know. Frank went to the library to learn how to become a composer. And that's how he learned everything about music. You know, as a teenager, he was talk about being the black sheep of the family. You know, he went to the library to learn all this stuff, and ultimately that's what made his music the way it is, because there were no boundaries. You know, he decided to put things together just however he liked it, and so the melody to The Black Page has always been, I think, one of the most iconic pieces in his whole body of work. Yeah. I think, you know, it's unique how I put it together, but it presents a formidable challenge on the guitar, because the problem is that most of the notes it's not designed to be played on guitar. You know, intervallically, it just, you either have these big stretches, or the notes are right under each other and they're played really fast, and it's hard to pick each one. So I had to decide when I was going to do this project. I started studying the music, and this was the first thing I looked at. I said, if I can play The Black Page on the guitar, then I can get the game here. I can do some of this really hard stuff that I always wanted to do. Yeah, you know. But it wasn't like I just said, okay, I'll learn it, and tomorrow I'll be done. You know, it was like I had to figure out a way to play this thing, and it took months and months and months, because my particular style of playing was different than what's required to be able to actually play this piece of music, at least for me to play this piece of music on guitar. So I had to unlearn 30 years worth of guitar playing and commit to learning a new style. Now, how many of you want to do that? That's like saying, I don't like the way I walk, I'm going to change it. And I'm going to have to think about it every day until I don't think about it anymore. Or breathing. You know, try that one. but ultimately, it's a lot of frustration to sit there and try to put it all together. But I thought it was worth the challenge to present all of this to all of you. Thank you. You know, I just want to give you a little bit of an example of what it was like in the early days, you know, pre-2006 when we were on tour. And I was sitting there woodshedding all of this stuff. You know, I would have to play a couple of passages from the Black Page for hours and hours just to get them to be muscle memory type of stuff. And I mean, something that you listen to that goes by in under 2 seconds took me 6, 7, 8 hours of practice every day for months. You know, and I don't know about you, but there's not a lot of people that I have ever seen who have the patience for such a thing. You know, people hear me playing that stuff, we're like, oh God, I gotta get out of here. Because it's on a repetitive loop, just over and over and over and over and over. But that's what it takes if you want to be able to do this if you've never done it before. You know? So anyway, I'll give you just a short example of what it was like and what it's still like when I have to practice this. But Joe, just play one of the passages towards the end, you know, the part right after this bit where it goes. You know that part. All right, so when you hit something with a stick, you have an immediate sound that you get to hear, right? On a guitar, you know, you could go for that note and accidentally hit another string, or some other thing can happen, so that the whole synchronization process is different for trying to actually strike the note and reach the right note. And I had to sit there, play it slowly so they could hear it a little bit more slowly and then develop the speed. So you're attaching notes to this, and on the drums it sounds totally different. When you actually get the notes involved, slowly I had to sit there and find a way to get. And so, if we're playing it at that tempo, I'm golden, man. I can do it. But that's unfortunately not the case. You know, little by little, I had to creep up from that to, you know, a bit more of a quick pace. So, the trickiest thing that Frank ever does is he puts double notes, the same pitch, twice in a row. And on guitar, that it wreaks havoc on everything because it throws it all out of sorts. And this particular song has that happen multiple times in jumping octaves. So it really does make you go crazy trying to learn it. But having said that, we're going to play the whole melody for you. The Black Page, number 2. Thank you. to a different kind of guitar. And, you know, this tour, we have a couple little detours. We're going to do a couple things that might be different than we've done in the past. But, you know, sometimes you would go to one of Frank's shows and he'd be playing all kinds of different cover tunes and, you know, Stairway to Heaven or Strawberry Fields or all kinds of stuff, you know. So while we take this detour, I'm going to give you a little bit of some backstory. This is kind of representative of my youth right here. This guitar is like when I was 12 years old, I just looked at pictures of Eddie Van Halen with the guitar like this from the second record that he made. And, you know, I was constantly listening to his music and stuff. And then out of nowhere, we got a call to the house, and it was a guy saying that it was Eddie Van Halen. So, of course, I wanted this to be the case. I didn't really know if it was or not. My mom didn't really know either, so she said, "Hey, get on the phone and tell me if you think it's him." As if I'm going to really know that. I told her, yeah, it's gotta be him. So she puts Frank on the phone, and they start talking, and lo and behold, 20 minutes later, Eddie Van Halen shows up at our house. And it was the craziest thing because, you know, he was wearing the Women and Children First jumpsuit, like a flight suit, a military thing, you know. And he might as well have had the smoke machine and all the lights and all that stuff backlit because, you know, I mean, he was a bona fide superhero in my mind, you know, when he walked in. But of course, I politely requested that he play every single song that I ever wanted to see how could he play it up close. And he did. He played Eruption, he played all kinds of things. And it was great to be able to see that stuff up close, and that really did make a big difference on what I was able to do on guitar from then on. Because I'd only been playing for like 6 months, and so it did make a big difference. So anyway, I bring all that up because at this particular moment, you know, it's the summertime. I'm feeling, what's going on? Is there something? Is this story not particularly funny? There's a guy. We'll have to have a look at what's going on with security. Anyway, so an addendum to this story that I was already fortunate enough to have the experience where he came over and then Frank had Steve Vai in his band at that time. And so there was this jam session that happened where this one purple Kramer guitar was being passed around in this circle and we were all playing stuff on it. I had a baseball game that I had to go to the next day because prior to all of that, I was really into baseball. But after that night, I pretty much quit baseball. It was all about guitars. It's like Halloween has come early, apparently. How is that? All right, anyway, let's see if this makes noise. I just realized my cable is a little strange here, so hopefully it will last throughout the rest of the evening. But, all right, why don't I share with you my ultimate childhood dream, which was to be able to play this particular song note for note, which after all these years, I was finally able to accomplish. you guys ready?
Yeah. just hanging out with Al Malkin.
Oh, I see.
I think he gave me
Al Malkin. I'm so sorry.
You know, I think somebody better call me a doctor.
Pennsylvania. All right, let me make sure this is in tune, and then we will.
one more, Joe?
We got another one?
Asia!
Asia? That's every song from Asia.
Okay.
The ultimate national. That's my ringtone. Classic Asia. That's for Sheila.
That's her whisper. That has such a great drum pattern to it, doesn't it?
Yeah. Joe and I play in a George Michael cover band when we're not on the band.
Is David Lee Ron Wilkinson in there?
He is. He does a great Andrew Ridgely.
That guy would have some on the planet, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't gotten my collagen injection lately. Anybody guess? Can we play some music?
Yeah, we're going to, but first we have to teach them the lyrics of this song. We need your help. We're going to have a little breakdown session in the middle of this to test you. The lyrics that you need to learn and sing are
Shoujo Your Boobs.
Yeah. Your mom's carpet is a boodle dang.
What does boodle dang mean?
Anything you want.
Anything you want.
Yeah,
that's right. Okay.
The song goes like this.
I can't wait.
thus far in this song. I haven't heard much singing, so I'm going to come out there and I'm going to put my hat on a special someone. Who wants a sweaty hat? You want to sing this? Why don't you come up a little closer and we'll get this guy involved. And he's going to help lead this audience in some singing. Okay? That's right. You know the melody, right? You know the melody. It's a blue day.
Mom's coming, it's a blue day. Mom's coming, it's a blue day. Mom's
coming. Come on, don't be shy. Mom's
coming, it's a blue day.
This part up, you guys, that's like a balcony, right? I've been here before. Balcony's gonna hold off. You guys are gonna sing. The local.
Your mom's coffee is a blue bag. Your mom's coffee is a blue bag. Your mom's coffee is a blue bag.
Up here, sing the harmony.
Your mom's coffee is a blue bag. Your mom's coffee is a blue bag. Your mom's coffee is a blue bag.
Sing it louder.
Philly 76 record. How many of you have that one? All right, a small handful of you, so this will be new to a lot of you. That's part of this whole exciting process.
So check out the excitement. I will excite you.
You didn't try to call me.
Yeah. so big, it's a tiny. Every cloud is silver lining. A great escape for all of you.
Thank you.
Says a lot about Frank's music, of course. We talked about it before, anyway. I still think, you know, when you listen to some of these songs, things that he did that are more than 40 years old, and they still sound like something that you haven't heard anybody else taking that path, you know. It's pretty amazing. And not just because he's my dad, I just think this music is awesome. So, anyway, this song is called Orange County Lumber Truck.
Thank you. city. From watching my TV, been checking all the news, till my eyeballs fill the sea. I mean to say that every day, just another rotten mess. And when it's gonna change, my friend, is anybody's guess. So I'm watching and I'm waiting, and I'm hoping for the best. Even think I go to praying room every time I hear them say. There's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay.
Yeah. pictures, but you can't look away. I'll make you think I'm delicious with the stuff that I say. I'm the best you could get. Have you guessed me yet? I'm the slime oozing out from your TV set.
Thank you.
somewhere in the building. There he is. Come on up here. Max Boris, ladies and gentlemen, the Spanish guitar world. Come on up. Now, Max, we're going to introduce you to him. He recently came to our special musical boot camp called Duizilla, which we do every summer these days. And he has some pretty unique skills on the guitar. So you're about to see. I'm going to let him play through my equipment here. So come on over here. So here's the deal. Max came to a show a while back and he told me that he could play the entire solo from the Shake Your Booty album called Ratamato. He could play all the notes, every single bit of it. And I said, really? I gotta see that. So I asked him to make a video and put it on my website, on the DuizilzappaWorld.com website. And I said, hey, no fooling. This guy can play this stuff. And then I started making requests for things that he should learn. So he also learned revised music for guitar and a whole bunch of orchestra. He transcribed this stuff. You know, the guy's a maniac. He's got a crazy memory. So anyway, he's ready to play this Ratamato thing for you guys today. And I think it's kind of his hometown crowd. So I thought I'd give him the opportunity to go nuts. I'm going to let him play on the Diamond Flanger style sound, and I will probably use the wah-wah pedal for you so you can go easier. Let's just make sure you got some signal. Alright, he's got some sound. Okay. Ready? Oh, he'll be fine, don't worry. You guys ready?
Yeah. seriously. That's enough.
Original. Give me back for
Just follow. But you can't tell the truth to be. choice, actually, if you want.
Yeah!
We're prepared to offer you Whipping Post or Muffin Man.
Put them on.
I thought it was a cape, but I guess it's underwear.